From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid isn't promising victory in a vote scheduled tomorrow on moving a health care bill to the floor for debate, but Iowa Senator Tom Harkin was a big cheerleader for the bill yesterday.
I'm very confident that not only will the Democratic caucus unite around this bill, but the American people will unite around it also.
Democrats would need all 60 votes in their caucus to defeat a Republican filibuster attempt, and a few senators still have not committed. Meanwhile, Republicans remain united in opposition. The House has already passed a health care bill, which House Minority Leader John Boehner yesterday claimed the American people have soundly rejected. The House of Representatives has passed legislation to cancel planned payment cuts to doctors who treat Medicare patients. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Unless legislation is enacted, doctors who take Medicare will see their pay cut by 21% starting January 1st. It's the product of a glitch in Medicare's payment formula, but Congress has been fighting all year about how to fix it. The House bill, passed on a near-straight party-line vote, would cancel both next year's cut and the flawed formula that produced it at a 10-year cost of just over $200 billion. It's not paid for, which drew opposition from Republicans, but the bill does include provisions to require that most future bills that would cost money be offset through other spending cuts or tax increases, which won it the support of Democratic moderates and conservatives. Meanwhile, the bill's prospects in the Senate are uncertain. A similar bill failed on a test vote last month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A suicide bomber in southwest Afghanistan has killed at least 15 people and injured dozens. NPR's Philip Reeves has this report from the Afghan capital, Kabul.
Officials say the attack was carried out by a bomber on a motorcycle. It happened in Farah, a city set in the desert along Afghanistan's border with Iran. Children are reportedly among the injured. No organization has so far claimed responsibility, but the area has seen a rise in Taliban attacks as the insurgency spread from the south and east of the country to other parts. The attack comes a day after President Hamid Karzai was sworn into office for a second term. In his inauguration speech, Karzai invited militants not connected with Al-Qaeda to reconcile with his government. Many analysts doubt, though, that significant numbers of insurgents will make peace with a government that's seen as weak and corrupt. Philip Rees, NPR News, Kabul.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he is still planning a major U.S. troop drawdown from Iraq in the spring, despite problems there with getting an election law passed to allow voting in January. Iraqi lawmakers are to vote tomorrow on how to break a deadlock over the election law. One of Iraq's vice presidents vetoed the measure, which had been widely expected to go into effect. The U.S. still has more than 100,000 troops in Iraq. This is NPR News. California lawmakers and some other high-ranking elected officials in the state could soon be facing a hefty cut in pay in the wake of a decision by the state's attorney general. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Attorney General Jerry Brown has ruled that the state constitution does not prohibit elected officials from receiving pay cuts in midterm. That means members of the legislature and other top officials could receive an 18% pay cut beginning next month, a year earlier than the date set by an independent commission. Brown's decision could be challenged in court. California is in a prolonged budget crisis. After trimming pay for rank-and-file state employees and cutting services for the general public, lawmakers have come under fire from critics who claim they've protected their own pay and benefits. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And the University of California Board of Regents has approved a fee increase of nearly a third for students at its top schools. Hundreds of students and union members protested outside as the new fees were approved. They'll push the cost of an undergraduate education over $10,000 per year by next fall, and that's about three times the cost of a decade ago. But the UC president says there's no other option because he doesn't have the money to run the university system without the fee increases. The driver of a tour bus that crashed on Wednesday in Minnesota, killing two people, suffered a ruptured aneurysm at the wheel. That's the word from the owner of the tour bus company. Two of the bus passengers are reported in critical condition and three in fair condition. More than a dozen other people were treated and released. The bus was carrying mostly elderly people back from a visit to an Iowa casino. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.